What is this?
Begin. Okay, my name is Haley Wilcox. I am 21, almost 22 on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Today is Sunday, July 29th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my brother, who is?
Hi, my name is Nicholas. I'm 17. I am 17 years old. Today is the date
you just said. I already said the date, so you don't need
okay.
to.
Okay. I'm speaking with Haley, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California.
Yep. Okay. Next. What type of art do you currently do? So that's probably not really applicable to you. Unless you, I guess photography.
I mean, photography counts. It's not really a style. But
that's an art.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it's kind of vague, but automobile.
Yeah.
I mean, photography of automobiles, I guess. You
know. And I do interior design, so.
Yeah.
We're both doing okay. artsy things. How do you feel as an artist today?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really done much progress on my photography. Just been kind of static for a while.
Would you like to be doing more? Why have you stopped?
I don't know. I guess it took a little too much work to get the photos I wanted, and my equipment kind of unmotivated me because I didn't, you know, my equipment wasn't getting nicer than everyone else's was, and it just felt like I kind of used the limits of my camera. I kind of improve upon it.
Do you use photographs to express yourself, like in a conversation?
No, I do not.
What do you use it for? Or what did you, I guess? Just
just memories and trying to capture the art of the car, the lines, or how I feel about it.
Next question. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, technically, I still am a child, I guess.
You're like a teenager,
yeah,
almost an adult.
Almost an adult. My childhood? I mean, you know my childhood.
I was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we have the same grandparents and great-grandparents.
What about I ask you some of these questions?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
So many. One okay. of my favorites would be Jekyll Island. Do you remember when we were in Georgia and we were running around playing tag?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then you fell over.
Yeah.
And I started cracking up with Dad. And Mom was
and
like,
I was crying, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mom was so mad at us for
yeah.
laughing at you.
She was very upset.
So many. What about you?
Well, I guess I wasn't really present for it, but I remember when we were looking at
the box.
The box, yeah.
I knew you were
yeah.
going to say that.
Yeah, when you were
when
in
we,
the
when
box
in
front
Boston.
Of the AC and you just fell, you fell over in it. That was funny.
So we like to see each other get hurt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, next question.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think, like, the transition between high school and college would be one of them. Just, like, when I had a really terrible relationship with Mom that was really stressful, and then getting out
mm-hmm.
of high school, and people were like, you're never gonna
do
anything or
yeah.
become anything. And I was like, you can't tell me what I can and can't do, because
yeah.
you're not going to be able to determine that, only I can. And it just frustrated me. But I guess it just motivated me, really.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear. Got through it.
Yeah, still making it work.
Yeah, improving upon it every single day. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, obviously our parents.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about them. Because they're so similar in some ways, I feel like. But also totally different. Like, they both really like to have control over situations. And I guess that's probably
why their relationship maybe didn't work in a way.
Yeah, I can see that. I never thought of that.
What about you?
About me?
Yeah, two people, other than our parents.
Other than our parents.
I feel like Nick, maybe.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say Nick. I actually wouldn't say my friends, because if they were influencers of me, I'd probably, I don't know, be doing drugs or something.
Great.
Yeah, I can't think of another person, though, other than those three.
Okay.
So, tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up. Isn't that the exact same question as before?
No, different, I think. Right. Like, a teacher that I had, for example, was my senior year teacher, Mr. Bravo, at Aragon, because of the books that he gave us. It was just a really interesting point in my life where I guess I was looking for a direction in the books that we were given, and the ways that we discussed them really opened me up to.
That's cool. Mr. Bravo, I have not had him.
He's awesome. He is. Well, you won't, because you're in advanced classes. Always.
Not always. All right.
Oh, there are two copies of these pictures. You get to keep one, too.
I don't want one of these. They're horrible.
Don't you want the memories? Give one to, like, mom or dad.
Yeah, I'll give them away.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Glad our relationship is so important. Okay, tell me, what about you? Any teachers or adults? Big impacts? Pretty similar.
Teachers, I'd probably say my math teacher, Mr. Rice. I've had him for 2 years, and he's always, he's always had faith in me, I guess, and had an idea of what he thought would be good for me, and it turns out, he's usually correct. If it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have done computer science, actually.
Really?
I might not have explored that route, so I'm glad I had him.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what about them do you miss?
I haven't really lost anyone.
Yeah, we haven't.
I mean, I didn't really know Gramps.
Yeah.
I didn't know David at all.
You mean Uncle David?
Yeah.
You were, like, one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've never really lost anyone. What about you?
I guess of lost, I don't think of it necessarily as a death, but friends that I've lost, I've been sad about that. You know, when people come and go, it's hard. Relationships that I've had with people that I've really cherished, and then, they're gone for, thank you. And that's tough. I don't know. Like, old relationships, I guess, is my answer. But I'm happy about it.
That's good.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today? Okay, so same thing twice.
I would definitely say this camp that I did.
Mm-hmm.
It made me realize how important human relationships are. I don't think I really realized that beforehand. Mm-hmm.
How so?
I mean, I don't know. I just felt very happy being friends with people, I guess. I mean, that's a vague way to put it. But, I don't know, in the span of such a short amount of time, it never really dawned on me how quickly you can get to know people and just have a good time. Because, I mean, look, these 2 weeks, yeah, I mean, it was work, but I spent a lot of time with them. And that time led to just a lot of happiness. And I don't think I've never really done something like that before.
If I
hung out with someone, it was never for that, long of a time, or we'd just do like one or two things. I mean, yeah, that was happy, but I never realized the potential of one's happiness can get to if you just, I don't really know how to word it, but it made me put more importance into creating good relations with people, yeah.
That's good. That makes me happy. Yeah, I feel like you've really changed a lot recently, within the past couple of years, with your relationship towards other people and being able to have a conversation. You remember, like, a few years ago, I feel like whoever we would try to talk, it would sort of be like, I keep saying like, sorry, asking questions. How was your day?
Good. Yeah.
Well, so what'd you do? It's
pretty basic.
It's like you are really open and it's good to have conversation. It's always good to have conversation.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Photograph any place in America, where would it be?
I'd say Switzerland is up on that list.
Because Switzerland's in America.
Oh, sorry, I said America?
Yes.
Oh, okay, America. Let's see.
Switzerland would be cool, though.
I mean, yeah, that's... In America, I'd probably say something that would kind of look like that, so maybe Colorado Mountains, Telluride.
Jackson Hole? I feel like you don't really...
I don't really know what Jackson Hole looks like. If not, I looked at pictures, and I don't really remember being there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Telluride or...
Where?
Telluride.
Where's that?
It's in Colorado. Mm. It's, I want to say southwest Colorado. I think. Not sure.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to say Jackson Hole just because I love it, or maybe San Francisco because I really identify with it. But also, I really like the South. I think parts of the South are really... I guess the contrast between the two.
Yeah.
Because that really...
It's definitely a different vibe in the South.
And then the East Coast, going to Vermont, pictures with Gran.
Oh, the East Coast would be cool.
Like, Dad and his family growing up. Those pictures always blow my mind because it's, like, so traditional American, upper class, big dogs. Like, it's just, like, so picture perfect.
Very picturesque there.
So different than Mom's, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, very.
I wish Mom had more pictures. I've never really seen them. Are there any photographs in this exhibit that you found especially meaningful?
Meaningful. Mm-hmm. I don't know about meaningful. I had a lot of interest in some of the photos here, but I don't really know if they would be
especially Which meaningful. Were some of your favorites and why?
I would probably say Stanley Kubrick's photo.
Because
that was a... I thought that was pretty amazing, the story behind that. Also, but you know, it's from Stanley Kubrick as well, but it's a picture of a little kid doing pull-ups, and he was bullied a lot in school for being fat, and he would work out in order to gain confidence, and his parents in the photos were actually encouraging it. They weren't disgusted that a kid would want to be bodybuilding, I guess, at such a young age. So during high school, he would run 14 miles daily and then also do an 18-mile swim.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must have been consuming so much food.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I wonder what their fridge looked like. And he would eventually win some national contest to, you know, the fittest person, I guess, or something at such a young age as well. He really pushed himself to his limits, and I thought that was amazing. Maybe the photo wasn't as great or grand as the German, it's not really an airplane, whatever that thing's called. It kind of looked like a blimp, German blimp or something crashing on American soil. But I still thought that Kubrick's photo was...
Your favorite?
Yeah.
I really liked the Harlem store that photographer over 17 years and how it changed every...
I thought
that was really cool. I really liked
very unique,
the Kent State photograph.
Yeah, the Kent State, that was...
I mean, you just feel...
You feel their pain.
Yeah, you feel everything. I mean, I loved that documentary that we just watched, too.
I thought that was a very good documentary.
Yeah.
Quite surprised by that.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. Oh, can you describe a family photograph that you cherish?
I'm going to have to think about this one. You want to go first?
Oh, I think I have one that I really like. I think I sent it to you. I'm going to check this one. I have a couple. Oh, my goodness. This one. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I like that one.
Where you, I just really wanted to put rainbow-colored butterfly clips in your hair, and you just, you're such a good little brother. You let me...
You just let me do anything.
I like this one of you. Eating a turkey leg on Thanksgiving with your braces. Oh, look at you with the Bugatti.
Mm-hmm.
And this one.
Yeah,
this one's a classic.
Yeah, I remember you tweeted that one.
Yeah, I did. That was such a funny day for me.
Don't ride your bike while talking on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't really think of any off of the top of my head. I did certainly like that first photo you showed me, though. That was
the me putting clips in your hair. Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite. I really liked those. I weirdly liked those pictures that we took with Mom and Dad at that garden in
Palo
Alto.
Really? You liked those?
In a way that it was just such a weird period of time for their relationship and, like, our family dynamic. And, like...
That's true.
Going to that was, like, such an event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our parents really wanted to do that, to, like, bring our family together by taking family photos, because that's, like, something that happy families do. And we were, like, not that anymore.
Yeah.
And but everyone hated those pictures. The pictures turned out we don't look the best in it, but it's just, like, that memory of that experience, I guess, for me. I still keep one of them. The one with you.
Oh, you still keep one.
And then, you know, we never even put them up in our house.
Yeah, we never did. It was just kind of one of those, I don't know, things you do to paint a veneer of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
We're done.